In our world, it was rocked over the weekend. Tawny Katane passed away. She was only 59 years old, and we haven't gotten word exactly what happened, but she was known in her for her appearance, of course, on Whitesnake videos. Here I Go Again, Is This Love? She also appeared as Jerry Seinfeld's girlfriend in Seinfeld, along with a recurring role on the new WKRP in Cincinnati, etc. What else? Oh, Bachelor. Bachelor Party. Remember that one? But she was on the People's Morning Show in around 2008. She talked about two different things. Let's do it. She was talking about Steven Adler and his situation, in air quotes, and then she talked about herself.
Poor Steven. The thing is that they don't really present themselves, or we don't, of who we are when we're using. We seem selfish. We seem like we're, you know, we don't care that, we don't care about you or anything else that's going on. In reality, what's going on is you're hurting so bad. You're hurting so bad that you're using anything you can to escape so that you don't feel these feelings. And so Steven may have come off as just not caring. And in reality, the man is just an absolute sweetheart.
She was very upfront about all the things that she had done in her past and how it affected her current life. She was married. She had two children. I think the names were Winter and Rain. They issued a statement on her behalf. But she did discuss her own scene, too, when she was on with us.
Do you have any regrets now?
I do. I think that what I've gone through is typical in a lot of ways, but it's not typical when it's being played out in the public. And it's definitely harmful when you have children. I regret having to play these things out in the public.
She addressed the early days of the internet, too, and this ability to share that we've kind of gotten accustomed to, good or bad. And she said that, you know, what you didn't think about back in the day, air quotes, was when she was twirling around on top of jaguars and whatnot, that these things that she had been through as a human were going to be documented on the internet and her grandchildren would be able to look them up. I remember that clearly, her talking about it, and because it was a relatively new discussion at the time. But I know you say, well, she was just, you know, a female who was doing this and that back in the day, and what she really known for. What we found out was she was a pretty clear-cut, straightforward, honest human at this point in her life, but only 59 years old. It was very sad to find that out. It also is a bit of a wake-up call when you realize that these things that you still even see the videos on TV. Oh, that, how about that, you know, Is This Love? Or how about, I mean, Here I Go Again on My Own, whatever. They're all foggy and dreamy-looking dream scenes and whatnot. Ooh. David Coverdale's all good-looking, right?
Hair bands have got to have fog machines. That was part of the 80s, mm-hmm. of course. Jennifer, is it too soon to play a clip from the interview where I come off sounding like a creep? Would you like to hear that?
I forget about that part.
Are here? I'll play it for you one way how it should have ended, and I'll play you how it actually ended, okay? Listen closely and don't interrupt, America. Here we go.
You are wonderful.
Thank you.
You are wonderful. I love you. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you guys, thank you. I haven't been told. Maybe because I haven't seen anybody yet. My kids keep coming in going, Mom, does this look good? And I'm like, well, honey, I'm doing a radio show right now. But to be told that you're loved, what a great way to start the day. Thank you.
Okay, so that sounded
nice.
Sure. If it ended there, it would have been great.
Oh, I was going to say, where's the creep part? That was a very nice compliment you just paid her.
I mean, it did. It sounded awesome. So let's go back again and how it really went down.
Mom, does this look good? And I'm like, well, honey, I'm doing a radio show right now. But to be told that you're loved, what a great way to start the day. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, brother. Great.
So what I did was go, yeah, after she said that. So I effed up the whole thing. So
no,
I,
you didn't.
I did.
I thought it was going to be worse. You were excited.
Here's the beginning of the interview. And listen, tell me what this noise is.
The XLO.
I don't know what that is. I guess that's excitement.
The XLO.
I'm not sure if I'm chortling or...
So
I don't know
Tawny,
if that's...
So the lead-in is like Tawny Katane's on the phone. Tawny Katane's on the phone. And you go, okay, here we go.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. So that's...
It sounds diabolical, like an evil, sinister laugh.
Very creepy. So I was kind of creepy at the same time of being an admirer of hers. So I thought, play that for you. Back to you, Fa.
I can't believe it. It's just one of those, I don't know, little moments, those iconic fixtures somewhere in the back of your rock and roll head that are there, and you just always assume they're going to be there. And unfortunately, Connie Katane, now dead at the age of 59.